Today on TNN, we continue our Destined to Grow series in the law of environment. But today, we talk about changes for your spiritual health tied to the environment that you live. So stay close, grab some first cup coffee, and let's go.
Welcome to True North Nation. This was brought to you by Solid Rock Church in Irving, Texas, where we bring you true direction in a lost world. Now let's hear it from our host, Pastor Ed Snyder.
Okay, so last week we got into this Destined to Grow series and started with a lot of great content. We're excited about the feedback that you're giving us. We appreciate all of your great comments that we're reading about and hearing about. Thank you very much. Keep it coming. Keep coming to the website and giving us some ratings there. That would be awesome. Or reviews, rather, at truenorthdfw.org. But today we're going to be talking about the changes for your spiritual health. It's very important. And of course, intentional growth is the most important versus accidental growth. You know, we can't just grow by accident. It's usually not going to happen. So we've got to stay on point. We've got to be intentional about our growth, but we also have to clearly understand the importance of our environment. What needs to happen in our environment, the takeaways and the add twos. So your biggest potential spiritual enemy in life, besides your own wrong thinking and the devil himself, is actually the environment that you live in. Yeah, we blame the devil for everything. We, you know, the devil did this and the devil did that and the devil did this and the devil's standing in the corner crying, getting blamed for things he didn't do. And then, of course, we have our own stinking thinking to look at. You know, we have, you know, thinking that is not correct. Negative thinking, the biggest enemy is negative thinking. However, we've got to look at the environment that we live. Are we living in a conducive environment that's going to produce growth? Is it going to be a positive, faith-filled environment that we live in? For instance, if you constantly live in an atmosphere of doubt and unbelief, it's just a fact that you will have a much more difficult time maintaining a walk with God in strong faith. That doubt-filled environment will rub off on you. We are products of our environment. Again, like I said last week in one of our podcasts, is that's why you keep hearing your pastor say, come on to church. You need to be at church. Get here for prayer. You know, read your Bible every day, et cetera, et cetera. What is he trying to do? He's trying to produce a positive environment for you to live in. So again, this is something that we need to think hard for and think about. Environment tends to affect you and the way you think. For example, if you used to smoke or if you used to have a drinking problem, it's obvious and not a smart idea for you to hang around smokers or drinkers unless that is you want to be influenced to return to your old habits. That's really the reality of it. Hanging around people who still do the things that may lure you to pick up the cigarette or pick up the drink and go back to your old lifestyle is not the environment that you want to be in. If you have been prone to negativity, you don't want to be hanging around the negative people. You want to be hanging around those prayer warriors, those Bible teachers, those Bible study teachers, those people that have faith and are positive about things. Those little allowances, ladies and gentlemen, those little allowances may probably be the very hook that the devil uses to drag you back in to the bondage from which Jesus Christ already delivered you from. And this is why it's vital for you to understand that the environment surrounding you is very, very important. So with this in mind, we're going to look at of course, the second phase of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. The Bible says in that verse of scripture, the sin which so doth easily beset us. Okay. Now, the words so easily beset us are from the Greek word euperistratos. It's a compound of three words, peri, stratos, or stratos. And when that is put together, the word you means something that feels well or something that is comfortable. The Greek word peri means around or being completely surrounded. And the word stratos is from the root word meaning to stand. So when these three words are compounded, the new word describes something that comfortably stands all around you, such as a comfortable environment. Okay. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 could be understood to say, let us lay aside the sin and the environment that so comfortably envelops you. Sometimes in order to make necessary changes in our lives, you must physically, literally physically, remove yourself from an unprofitable situation. If you're not strong enough in your faith, in your walk with God, in your relationship with God, to stay there without being affected, you need to get up and get out of that unbelieving, negative environment, the one that you have been comfortably living in for a very long, long time. Now, if you're not strong enough to overcome it, it will unquestionably try to reach out and drag you back in to your old behaviors again. Now, folks, I'm been addressing sin in our lives, but also bad habits. You know, the lack of prayer, the lack of Bible reading, the lack of study, the lack of reading books, the lack of witnessing, the lack of attending church. You know, those are all things that, okay, they may not be exactly sin, but they're not healthy. They're not good for your spiritual health. You need to be praying daily. You need to be reading your Bible every day. You need to be studying that word. And of course, by all means, you need to be at church. You need to hear the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God and be in the fellowship of the saints of God to put yourself in that environment that's going to produce good stuff in you. Okay? So one thing that if God's encouragement for us to lay aside every weight applies to you, then obey Him and make a break from that unhealthy environment. Because folks, say what you want. You know, I've had people tell me through the years, well, if you've got a strong mind, you won't bend to that. Well, there's some truth to that. There is really some truth to that. However, over time, it will wear you down. It will wear you down over time. So again, it's best just to remove that or remove you from the environment that is taking you or wearing on you or taking you down. Okay. So we need to be obedient to God's encouragement by laying aside every weight, getting rid of the influences that is tearing us down and making our spiritual environment unhealthy. Perhaps it's old friends, old places, or wrong believing that are trying to exert a bad influence on you, and you're not resisting the influence too well. If that's the case, get out of there, okay? Now, in that list that I gave you, old friends is probably the most difficult. You know, when somebody comes to God, when somebody is trying to live for God, not every friend you had in your old life is good for you. In fact, matter, that just doesn't apply to the things of the world. Sometimes that applies to the church world. There are people that are in the church that may not, and this may be a little bit of a hard truth for you, but there are people that are in the church world that may not be the best influence in your life. You know, they're living on the fence. They're straddling the fence. They're trying to live, oxymoron, the best of both worlds. And it just doesn't happen. So it's dragging you down. Or that person that goes to church looks holy, but they're not exactly holy on the inside. So sometimes we have to look at the people that are in our life, and are they healthy relationships? Big thing. Hard thing to take in, but necessary. Okay. Old places. You know, sometimes we've got to get out of the neighborhood. Sometimes we've got to get out of those places where we used to hang out. You know, I'm not where I was. I got stupid in my teenage years, and I backslid and played football and got crazy and all that stuff. But I'm born and raised in St. Louis, and I went back there for a period of time and planted a new church, my wife and I and my kids. And for that season, it was good. It was good. But now I live in Dallas. I pastor in Dallas. My life is in Dallas. I can't go back to St. Louis, even though that's my hometown. And I have a lot of great memories there. I have St. Louis is where I got the Holy Ghost. St. Louis is where I learned the ministry and sat under Brother Guy Rome at New Life in Bridgeton, Missouri, and lots of loved ones. My sister still lives in the area, and one of my nephews and all that. But I can't go back there. That's not the place for me anymore, because I wouldn't be able to expand and grow like I need to. God had to put me in a new city to be able to keep me where I need to be in the intentional growth pattern. Now, folks, I don't want to get in trouble with your pastor. I don't want to cause you confusion. Okay. I'm not telling you, hey, pack your bags and leave and go somewhere else. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have to take a hard look at our environment and make changes to our environment that's going to help us produce intentional growth. That may be right where you are. That you don't have to move. You don't have to pack your bags and go to another city. The will of God is for you to stay right where you are, in the church that you are, under the pastor that you are. You just need to make some changes in you, in the environment, perhaps, of your head. So again, you've got to make changes to become spiritually healthy. Okay? Old friends, old places, and of course, wrong believing that's trying to pull you back in. For you, the environment is sin if it keeps you from fulfilling the potential in Jesus Christ, or it could be stinking thinking. It could be hurts from the past. You know, past pains paralyzes the present. So you're going to have to get a healing. You're going to have to extract some things from your life. Now, I know I'm diving into a bit of a hard subject here, and I'm probably pinching some of you that are listening, but folks, let's talk about a minute before we go to break. Let's talk about relationships. You know, sometimes what once was a great relationship is not a great relationship anymore. And one of the hardest lessons that I've had to grab a hold of is that sometimes people have to be extracted because they're no longer a positive influence. In my book, Control the Beast, there's a chapter in there that I wrote. I wrote this several years ago when I was professionally training anger management, talking about the 9 levels of relationship. And so many times we have trouble in our relationships because we get confused in what relationships are or was. You know, for example, we could have a best friend that was our best friend growing up, but something happened. They violated our trust. They threw us under the bus. They're no longer a best friend. Or we try to put an acquaintance in as a good friend or best friend, but it's not matching. You're not on the same page. You're not on the same wavelength. So therefore it's not working. And here's in that chapter in Control the Beast is the big one. And that's toxic relationships. So many times we keep trying to put a toxic relationship in a place that it doesn't belong. Therefore, that environment is no longer conducive to our growth and to what we need to accomplish. So therefore, the environment has to change to be able to grow, intentionally grow in our relationship. Okay, we'll be right back. Hey, folks, thanks for being here with us at TNN. We're so glad that you've joined us. We wanted to also let you know of our brand new joint venture with First Cup Coffee Company out of Houston, Texas. And again, as I said in other episodes, I'm so glad for our partnership because this, number one, is a not just a Christian base. It's apostolic Pentecostal. The people that own this company are members of Brother Ken Gurley's church in Pearland, Texas. So they are good people. It is also a non-woke and very strong company. Each coffee is named after a piece of American history. And so I want to encourage you to go to firstcup.com/HealAmerica and grab a hold of grab a subscription to some coffee each and every month, freshly roasted, bagged and shipped straight to you. It's not sitting on a shelf for 6 months or a year at a time. And it will definitely help the Ed Snyder Project and what we do here at the True North Nation. So God bless you. Make sure you use TNN23 as a discount code and save an extra 10%. Okay, so we're back and talking about the law of environment. We're talking about spiritual health. We're talking about getting in the place where we can intentionally grow. Now, here's something else that we need to talk about right before we went to break is to be honest as you consider your workplace, your friends, your living conditions. Ask yourself this very, very important question. Is this environment conducive to my walk with God? Or is it dragging me back down into the mire that I was delivered from? That question, ladies and gentlemen, is vital into your success in becoming healthy. And again, that question is this environment conducive to my walk with God? Or is it dragging me back down into the mire I was delivered from? Your friends and your job. Now, again, don't get me wrong. Don't go off the rails here. You know, Pastor Snyder on TNN told me that I need to quit my job because it's not a good environment. I'm not telling you to cut off your ability to pay your bills. I'm telling you, you got to look at that environment. Okay. Your friends and your job are not so important that you should let them destroy your spiritual life. Okay. Something has to be adjusted. Transfer to another department or find another job that is conducive to your walk with God. But don't let go of the other job before you get a better job. Okay. Again, I'm not going to be accused of telling people to quit their jobs and start living, you know, living out on the land and all that stuff. That's not where I'm going. I'm just going after living in an environment that is good for your spiritual health. That's what I'm saying. And again, check out that friends list. So here's something that I want you to think and think deep on. If you cannot successfully handle the environment you're in, get out of there. Okay? Just walk away. Because your walk with God, your relationship with God is the most important thing in your entire life. Because folks, heaven is worth it all. Heaven is worth it all. Not anything in this life. Heaven is what's worth everything. And that's what we've got to do is develop that strong relationship with God so that we can live blessed and in favor with God here, but yet hear that ultimate phrase, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter ye in. That's the mission. That's the goal. So if you will take the initiative to intentionally grow in your relationship with God, watch the Lord provide a better job, better friends than you've ever, ever had in your life. One thing that we have to realize and understand is your Christian life is serious, serious business. Don't let your environment fill you with doubt and knock you out of the spiritual race. If you can't handle your environment victoriously, initiate a plan of action to change it today. Okay? Once you determine you must change your environment in order to grow, then you must make another determination, and that is to determine to change yourself as you change your environment. Okay. Just because, now look, here's, listen to me closely. If you got bad seed in you, if you've got a negative attitude, stinking thinking, you've got a lot of pain that's causing you to make bad decisions, just because you relocate in your environment doesn't mean things are going to change. It's going to help. But the main thing is you've got to change yourself. And the way you're going to do that is that you get close to God, because God can do anything. If you try to change yourself, but not your environment, growth's going to be slow and difficult. If you change your environment, but not yourself, growth will be slow and less difficult. But if you change your environment and yourself, growth will be faster and more successful. So to help you recognize and choose a conducive growth environment, here's some things that you got to look at. Okay. One is, others are ahead of me. Who in your life do you want to be like? Everybody's got a hero. I know I do. I've had lots of heroes. Kenneth Andy, Jack Cunningham, Guy Rome, Annie Ershin. I mean, there. I C.M. Becton. Those are all preachers that, of course, Brother Cunningham is still alive and well, but the rest of those men are passed on, but they were heroes of the faith. Robert Fuller is another one. Just men that were in my life that I looked up to, okay? They were ahead of me. They were eons ahead of me. But today, I want to pattern myself after them, okay? Especially Guy Rome, my childhood pastor, teenage pastor, Kenneth Haney, my pastor as an adult, and my mentor. Those two men is really on the top of my list that I want to pattern myself after, because they were revivalist and they were people. They were people oriented. Okay. So I want to grow. So others that are ahead of me, I am continually challenged by the others that are ahead of me. I want to be like them. I want to put myself in the environment that they were. Now, number three is the thing that you need to recognize and choose for a conducive growth environment is that we need to look at, my focus is forward. Is my focus looking forward? Not backwards, not dwelling on the past, not looking at past pain, but am I looking forward? Okay, number four, the atmosphere is affirming. Is the atmosphere, i.e. environment around me, is it affirming? Is it affirming to what I want to be? Is it in sync with where I want to grow to? All right. Number five, I'm often out of my comfort zone. Folks, you can't get anywhere if you constantly live in the comfort zone. It's like, you know, life, we're daily grinding things out. And then we get tired, and once a year, hopefully, we take a vacation. We go somewhere. We see some sights. We relax. We get a cabin in the woods, or we get, you know, somewhere, a hotel somewhere, whatever. And we separate ourselves from the grind. That's a vacation. It's a time of recreation. It's a time of resting and getting away from the normal grind. Okay. That is, you know, that's kind of a comfort zone for us. So it's okay to be in the comfort zone to rest up, but you cannot grow and accomplish constantly living on vacation. Okay. Number six, I wake up excited. Do you wake up excited? Can't wait to get your day started. Bounce out of bed and go do what you're going to do for the day. Number seven, here's something that we have to realize and understand. Failure is not my enemy. Failure is not my enemy. Failure does not have to be fatal. Yes, it's a learning agent. It's when we fail, we learn what not to do. Okay. We look at it and we back up and say, oh, okay, can't do that again. Or we learn here's something else that I heard said about failure. Failure is learning a different way of doing it. Maybe not successful, but learning a different way of doing it. Number eight, around me, others are growing. That's something that we need to look at. So as you're growing and producing an environment for good spiritual health, are others around you growing as well because of you? Number nine, people around me desire positive changes. I want to be surrounded with people that desire positive changes. And then number 10, growth around me is modeled and expected. Okay. All right, folks, let's hurry along here. And in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, the Bible says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Let's look at that same verse of scripture in the Good News translation in Proverbs 13, verse 20. Keep company with the wise and you will become wise. If you make friends with stupid people, you will be ruined. I love that verse. I love that translation. Keep company with the wise and you will become wise. If you make friends with stupid people, you will be ruined. And so again, folks, I want to encourage you as we close out our time together here on this Monday morning. We become the combined average of the six people we hang around the most. I want you to write that down. Put that down in your notes. We become the combined average of the six people we hang around most. Make sure the top person on your list is Jesus Christ. Then make sure the next five people you follow are in spirit and in truth. The world is filled with shifting morals and godless values. We must be forever connected to Jesus Christ as our solid rock, an anchor to what is right and what is good. God bless you. Thank you for joining me here today. If you would, share this episode with friends and people in your social media, and we'll see you on Wednesday morning. God bless.
To find out more about finding that true destination, visit us at truenorthdfw.org.